Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Let's take this call. 6816, you're live on the air. Hello?
Hi, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, just showing appreciation.
Okay,
oh my
thank
God,
you
I still
so
got
much.
Playing in the background.
TV off. Turn me down in the back. Yeah, turn me. I'll be back. 0609, you're live on the air.
Hi, hello.
Hey.
Hi. We thought Meg was amazing. She had us dancing the whole weekend. I think she was late. She performed Friday, and then she had a performance Saturday for Sports Illustrated. So she performed all weekend.
Okay, makes sense. Makes sense.
And we,
makes
yeah,
sense,
we thought
makes
she
sense.
Was great. She was sweating everywhere. We had the whole house. We had fun.
Yes, Megan Thee Stallion definitely was performance of the night for me. Thank you. Okay, let's take another call. 2897, you're live on the air. Hello? Playing games. Okay, private caller, you live on the air.
Hey, hello?
Yes, how are you?
Hey, Amon, what's going on? I went to the show, the whole Running Loud, and I'm going to say this. Erica Banks. Okay, I was put on to her by you on the show. So seeing a live performance, I'm like, okay, I want to see what this hype about. And I'm gonna say that same phrase that you said about Cash Doll. Never going to happen.
Okay. So you think that Erica Banks is never gonna happen? And tell me why you think Erica Banks is never gonna happen.
I will. Okay, so right now, as of right now, it stands, I feel like never going to happen because when they had her on the drip stage, and, you know, that was the stage where it was like more of the unknown people or people that we feel like we're just the fillers. So, okay, then we see the outfit she had. I don't know what was going on with that. Like the panties part of it looked a little bit too small for her body. It just didn't go well. Okay, the stage presence was okay, but the crowd wasn't really into it like that. And this is the other thing that I'm going to say. Okay, you remember when she was saying about Saweetie and how a lot of her songs is pretty much just remakes and no originality. When I think about Erica Banks, all her popular songs are remakes.
Well, she did a remake. I mean, so that was a mixtape. She hadn't put it on an official album yet. So typically mixtapes are like that.
I'm talking about like the songs that I know for at least. The two
those were all on her mixtape.
Well, but this is what we know you for. That's what I'm saying. This is if you say
well,
name of Erica Banks song
out.
And they but that's the same thing with Saweetie. That's the songs that she put out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, like, say who's right or who's wrong. I'm just saying the same thing that we were saying about Saweetie is, okay, all the songs are starting to just be remakes of other people's songs. Well, when I think about Erica Banks, all of the songs that I know from her that are just samples of other people's songs.
Okay.
What's her biggest original song that doesn't have a sample? And then I'll go check that out.
Well, she doesn't have that because she's been leading from this mixtape. Her album is not out. She has not put out an official album. She's only put out this mixtape. So, and that's what's stuck. So, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying, well, we're leading with the mixtape. So, but I'm not here to dispute what you're saying. So you've seen her live. So what was it about the live performance that made you feel like she's never going to happen?
Okay. I wanted to stay on just her, but if we're got to go to the comparison of who she initially was Megan. If I look at Megan and can compare her to Megan, that's why I'm saying it's not going to happen. She's not on that level yet. Like, obviously, being a fan and here just looking at the internet and just listening bar for bar, it's easy to compare people. But when you see them live and you actually see what's behind them and the crowd and who really – like, you just can see the difference. It's like being in a store and you see the Great Value brand and then you see the Top Notch brand. And that's not even being shady. I'm just saying, like just look at, like, her outfit. It just didn't look stardom. It looked like somebody that's like, oh, yeah, I rap. What's your name? Oh, it's such and such. Oh, and then they just hand you a CD at the corner store.
Okay.
I didn't get that. I didn't get that. Like, she's supposed to be after Cardi, Nicki, Megan, Erica Banks was supposed to be in that conversation. Nah. We got a long way to go. I'm just saying. The stardom wasn't there. The presence wasn't there. That costume really threw me off. Like, what was that? Come on.
Okay.
I don't know if that's her style that she wanted. I hope they're not forcing her in to have this whole little, I want to be sexy, I got to dress like the rest of the girls thing, because it just didn't look like it was her. It looked like just put together. So I don't
know. All right. Well, thank you. Well, you said what was said. Thank you, caller.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye. Okay. Listen, this is a safe space for the people to give their critique. 7-7-7, you live on the air. Hello? Okay. Oh, sorry. You were not ready. Okay, 2503, you live on the air.
Yes. Megan was definitely the best performer of the night. I will give it to her. I just didn't like the look. If Megan can get a real look, she'll be real. Like, she'll really be up there. I really do. I really think Meg got the best performance. Now, also, didn't like Mulatto. And I feel like, to be honest, I kind of feel like Lakeel is up next at this point. Like, I start seeing, like, Lakeel could be up next. Do you agree?
Yeah, I just feel like Lakeel, I feel like there's a little bit of a commercial appeal missing from Lakeel.
Yeah. She has
this hard thing to her.
Yeah, but I think that also has to do, like, she's not attracted to men. So I kind of feel like she's not, I don't know, that's what makes her not as sexual as the rest. I think that could be the reason.
Well, you probably don't think she's attractive because she's not thick. She just skinny and she young.
Yeah, but she definitely has time. She has the bars. If she could get like a really good like hit that's thick, she could be up there in the conversation. But she can definitely rap.
Well, do you think she needs the BBL and some boobs?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I do think she needs to gain weight or something, because she just, like, she looks like a high school girl. Like, she's just very
black.
Well,
she's only 19.
Oh, she's only 19?
Yeah.
I thought Lakeel was, like, 24.
No, she's a kid.
Wow. Oh, well, then I take that back. Well, yeah, she might need something. I think she just doesn't appeal to people as much as the rest. And I think it is like, you at this point, she might do need a BBL, something to make her stand out more.
Oh,
no,
my God.
But yeah, I liked everybody. I don't think it was one bad performance for me. I liked everybody.
All right, thanks, Bo. All right, we're going to take one more. Okay, 8072, you're live on the air.
Hey, friend. Oh, my God.
Hey.
So, look, the last caller was so interesting, right? That was funny. But Lakeel, she is really good. I think Lakeel and Mulatto are more like who I would say is not – I don't want to say they're in competition, but they like neck and neck, I feel like, to me. But I just feel like Lakeel, she knew, but she's still upcoming with Mulatto, because Mulatto, I feel like she ain't never really have her chance just yet. But she still got practice with her performances. But right now, I look at the queens of rap. Right now, I would say it's Cardi and Megan, only because I look at them like the big sisters of the rap game right now, because Cardi got the support team going on, and Megan, if she was to jump onto that wagon just all the way, because she already did it before with them being in the, in that video walk, right? But if she continued and helped them with their performances, learning how to twerk and dance and stuff, like, that would all go good. But I say Lakeel and Mulatto is like the little sisters right now.
Okay.
But Erica Banks and who else is that other girl you talked about? I cannot remember her name. I'm so sorry.
I talked about a lot of girls.
I feel like all of them. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, that was good then. Well, that's all I want to talk about then. It's a next time.
All right, thanks, boo. All right, so that being said, child, we're going to wrap up. She said what she said.